All right, let's get to the power ranks. We got to stick with it, I think. Who you got number one?
Still got the Chiefs as number one.
Forever until otherwise. At least till they lose, right?
Yeah, at least they lose and look bad losing.
I got that. I don't know how much you're going to like this.
Okay.
Guess who they got at number one?
They got at number one. They probably have Buffalo still?
No.
Minnesota. No, I'm not buying that one.
How you feeling about Darnold?
I think Darnold's played well. I think the defense has helped him out a lot. But I think what they're doing is they're making Kirk second guess. Like, hey, man, thank you.
A question I have, whenever you see a discrepancy like this, I tend to be a little skeptical. The Vikes are 4-0. The Packers, you go back to that luck index thing I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Packers missed two field goals in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings won by two. I think the final was 31-29. It might have been 31-28, regardless. The Vikings, through four games, are fourth in points scored.
Okay.
But they're 10th in yards gained. It's a little bit of a delta there.
Well, I look at this, though, Jay. 10th in the league is not bad.
Sure, but 10th to – if it was 7th to 4th, I think it's pretty
what I try to make sure you understand this. People talk a lot about how good the Vikings defense is, right? So you get a short field. So your yards gained will not necessarily be like the other team that has to drive a long way.
Well, that would make sense, but the numbers don't support that either.
What's the numbers now?
Fourth in points allowed, which is damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Top five in the league. They're giving up. They are 23rd in yards allowed. That's bottom third of the league. So right now, it would appear to me they're having really good turnover luck.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, but that's totally different. The defense gives their offense a short field. They don't get a lot of yards. Okay.
No, the defense is probably.
They when they get turnovers, the offense gets a short field. I'm saying. Now, if they get driven on, they get driven on. But they've been beating people.
Yeah, I mean, those numbers would have me wary. They did kick the ass of the Texans, which probably helps their offensive stats here. But if you look, they've created 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 turnovers in four games.
Four games.
That's going to make a lot of difference.
That's a lot of short fields.
Maybe, yeah, sure. But some teams might just be good at creating turnovers, but a lot of that ends up being puck luck, how a football bounces.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, if you got 10 in four weeks, you are making some things happen.
Sure. I gotta look something up real quick, because looking at these numbers, feels a little fadey to me. They're hosting the Jets. They're hosting the Jets, and they're only favored by 3. The Jets just lost at home to the Broncos. The whole world is betting on the Vikings. Feels a little fadey to me.
Always plays well against the Vikings in Minnesota.
Feels a little fadey to me. All right, so power ranks, you got Vikes at 1, Chiefs at 2. You know, maybe they do something about Rashee Rice. I don't think they will. I think the Chiefs are like, all right, we'll figure something out.
that's Andy Reid, man. And they probably have somebody on the roster that they feel good about. They just have been waiting to give him a little
time. Aren't they still waiting for Hollywood Brown to come back?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't he?
So if Hollywood Brown comes back, then they got him and Worthy.
Right. Kelsey hasn't shown him anything yet this year.
Oh, last game he did.
I wouldn't continue.
In his best game, last game.
I wouldn't continue to doubt he doesn't emerge at some point.
Yeah.
Number 3, I agree with this because they really looked impressive. They got the Lions at 3, Bills at 4, Texans 5. Does that all sound right? Okay, that's your top 5.
Texans though, I don't know for sure right now at 5. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But. I forgot. I needed to check in with the boss. Landfill, how do you feel about the Minnesota Vikings being number 1 in the power ranks?
I don't feel good. Obviously, Sam Darnold is a ticking time bomb. He's going to start seeing ghosts again at some point. I wouldn't put him there.
It feels a little premature. We'll see. I think I think your boy's going to bet on the Jets.
Yeah, Kelsey had 7 for 89 last game. So he's coming around. He's getting in shape.
No touchdowns on the season, though.
Still that round.
For a dude that's always a red zone threat.
Don't worry, he'll get there.
Normally, I have to scroll pretty far.
He came back a little heavier.
I believe that.
Than he normally was. He's been hanging out with Taylor.
On the buffet circuit. Normally, I have to scroll down pretty far to figure out where the Commanders are.
Uh-huh.
And last week, we didn't think they were high enough, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I think they moved up 12 spots from 28 to 16. For the sake of getting out on time to appease my man Landini, where do you think the Commanders land this year?
This week?
This week.
Yeah. They are now, they won again, 16. I think they are now at number 10.
Jeff, I doubt you've looked. Have you looked?
I haven't looked.
I know. I believe you. Jeff, have you looked? Where would you have the Commanders this week?
I haven't looked yet.
So don't look and give me a guess.
Number one.
We'll see. We got. I'm going to go number 8.
Lamville, I'm sure you've looked. So I started scrolling like I normally do. 1 through 5 goes Vikings, Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Texans. Number 6, even though they're 2-2, the Ravens had a really impressive Sunday night game. If they run the ball like that, they're going to beat most teams.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, they don't run the ball like that. That's on them. Number 7 in the league, Brian. NFL.com. Washington Commanders.
Wow.
Up 9 spots.
Wow.
I read now from NFL.com, Eric Edholm. Let the record show that I broadcast my optimism for this team's chances back in August. But even in my wildest dreams, I didn't think I'd be approaching true believer status this quickly. Are the Commanders this year's version of the 2023 Texans? Consider that Houston started last season with a 3-4 record, and here the Commanders are sitting at 3-1 with only 5 more road games left on the schedule. There are some truly winnable contests upcoming, along with an absolute hoot of a matchup, Jaden Daniels versus Lamar Jackson in Week 6.
Mm.
The Daniels magic appears to be real, and the NFC East isn't nearly the gauntlet some thought it would be. What a refreshing change this year has been so far in D.C., and I can't wait to see how it ends. But I'm fine going out on a limb here and now saying this team has an excellent chance to make a postseason run. Bookmark it.
Wow. I watched a game last – I was watching a little bit of it last night. Number two or three, he put. People are starting to believe in this. And they're not just judging teams based off of what they've done in the past. They're judging people based off of what they've done this year and what they're doing. We don't know exactly where it's going to go, but I think you look at things, and we normally say people get better as the year goes on. If they get better and the defense really catches up, it could be a problem for some people. Because I think a lot of people, it's hard for them to judge this team just based off of this year. You know what I mean?
Sure. Stephen A.
Uh-huh.
You know his top 5?
He got him in there.
Vikings, Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Commanders.
Yeah.
One thing with this NFL.com, they got the Commanders at 7. Tampa, who kicked their ass week 1, mm-hmm. is 8.
Yeah. You beat them. You beat them, and then you hadn't looked as good after you beat them like that.
They just beat the tar out of Philly.
But then they came back. Look at the games that Washington has won. They beat the Giants. They had a heavyweight match against Cincinnati and handled it. And then the next game, you destroy your team.
Sure.
So people looking at they seem to be ascending.
On a short week.
Yeah. Bam. Jeff, there you go. On a short week.
Let them know, Jeff.
On a short week and hadn't been at home.
How do you feel about them being 7th? Does that make you nervous?
Nervous? Man, I'm
over here. What, you think it's too low?
Nah. I'm just excited, man. Let's just roll with it.
I think it's fair to be excited.
Look, don't get nervous, man. You must enjoy this, man. When your team, when you've been asking for your team to get better, and you want people to talk about your team, and you've been, oh, man, I can't wait till we do this. When they start doing it, don't start all of a sudden now getting scared. Revel in that, man. Be happy.
I agree with you. Landy, does number 7 seem too high?
No, I love it. They've been dominating.
They've been really good, man. No fading Jaden. They go Tampa 8. Landfill, I got a little inside baseball here. If the Skins are going to be so high in these power ranks, we might have to rethink what segment this is. You know, there's not a lot of intrigue. We don't have to just debate, oh, 25, 26.
Yeah, we need to do like a 45 segment.
I think this week, if they really can handle Cleveland, be the excitement for next week, going to Baltimore, Lamar versus Jaden, is going to be just crazy.
I know we normally do like a show at a bar in the area.
You want to go up there?
Nah, I'm going to do it down here. I don't want to do it up there in Baltimore. A little different over that way.
It'd be fun, man.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Dude, the offensive line for me for Washington has been such a driving factor in this. Mm-hmm. I just saw this from Galdi. ESPN does this like run block, pass block, win rate. Now these are getting kind of subjective here, but to me it matches the eye test. According to ESPN, the Commanders are number 1 in the NFL in run block win rate, number 8 in pass block win rate. And then Ben Baldwin, who is a heavy analytics guy, says that the Commanders have the 5th best offensive line in pass pro. And maybe pass pro should be beyond just the offensive line. You got tight ends.
Well, tight ends, everybody in it together. But, you know, I think, listen, all that matters is your quarterback gets rid of the football and doesn't get sacked. And whether the guy just comes off or whatever, he doesn't hit your quarterback, it's a successful block. When you're running, everyone thinks you got to pancake somebody. No, if you block him, your guy get past him, he could be coming off. It's a successful block. That's all that matters.